Ornie Adams is going to be in here. He's in the Bristol Farms green room, and I think that he saw the Bristol Farms, the Valentine's meal for two in there, because they brought enough, really, to feed pretty much everybody.
Well, I was going to say that we had it done for him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. Yeah, so it's like, hey, you know, it was a very special day for us, so we got you some Hart Wellington.
Yeah, yeah, so we totally pretend it's all for him.
Yeah, just be like, we're really excited about it, okay?
Awesome, yeah. Yes, yes. Right. Okay, we're sticking with that.
All right.
Ornie!
God, this is like, we're
What's
so
happening?
Excited.
Hey, Ornie. We know you from TV.
Do I stand here?
You look the same. Just stand over there. Whatever. Wherever you're comfortable.
Did you like all the food we had specially made just for you?
We had it catered for you.
Yeah, we don't do that every day.
No.
We knew
I'm starting to get used to that, though, this sort of treatment I'm getting.
Yeah, because you're a big TV star.
Yeah, being on MTV and all. That's how they feed you every Hart Wellington every day over there.
Because that MTV budget, I mean, you know, I have also worked for the company. It is outstanding.
Really?
They're losing money, Viacom. Are you not aware of this? Do you not understand how this works?
You got a portfolio.
Do you understand how this works? The show's on the air for 3 years losing money. Don't you understand? They renew shows that lose money. Don't you get it?
Has Teen Wolf been on the air for 3 years?
The third season's airing right now.
Oh, okay.
We're about to tape season four.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the big cliffhanger.
Right.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's all excited because I got shot with an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I went down. No, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Right. Wait to see. You got to get season five. That's the syndication. That's the stuff right there. That's when you've made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you can just sit back and you've got that that FU money, as they say.
I not from this show. No.
Yeah, it's MTV. Come on.
What is that? Is FU money mean in a rental apartment for the rest of my life? Is that in a studio? Is that what?
Yeah. They're paying FU money.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting. How'd you land that role? Did you have an agent that say, hey, you'd be perfect to play Coach Finstock?
No. I had been in a documentary with Jerry Seinfeld called Comedian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was a bit controversial. Like, some people really liked me, and a lot of people really didn't like
Why
me.
Why is that? The love-hate?
Well, according to the L.A. Times, I was bereft of humility, and we're rooting for his failure.
So, well, they're right about you.
You know, let me take that. If we're going to get serious, let me get
comfortable.
You know, my character is very brash and arrogant, and I didn't understand how it would be edited and how I would be portrayed. And there is a bit of me in that, you know, that is me, and it was received in different ways. And Jeff Davis, who created Criminal Minds on CBS.
Love it.
Yeah. He created Teen Wolf,
mm-hmm.
this version for MTV. And he was driving down Melrose, and he saw my name on the marquee for the improv, and he said, that's the guy from Comedian. He's not funny. I'm going to go inside, and I'm going to watch him not be funny. This is – now I've come to realize that some people come to your show to laugh, and some people come to see it just not be funny, apparently.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was always the other comedians that came to the back of the room to watch other comedians not be funny.
Like, oh, my God, he's bombing. This is hilarious.
Because that is hilarious sometimes.
So Jeff comes in with very little expectations. And he said the first act went on and they were okay. And the second guy, you know, or in third, made me laugh a little. He said, but then you came on in my guts. He goes, I couldn't stop laughing. You know, he said it was unbelievable. And so every time I was in L.A., he would bring friends to see my show. And I do this thing where if somebody's talking, I don't really yell at the person. I just stare at them. Like, I'll go. And they don't even realize. Because they're so dumb.
They're
so stupid. I don't even realize you're in a comedy club. Oh, it just got quiet. Oh, sorry. Well, what just happened? That's how dumb. And the whole audience.
Everyone's looking at them now.
And now everyone's looking at them, and the tension builds, and the tension builds. And then they finally figure it out. And when
you hold it where it gets uncomfortable, and then it gets funny again because you're still staring at them? So people are like, oh, this is uncomfortable. Oh, this is funny again. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable again.
It's just every night it takes a different form, which is beautiful. But it's so like me. I'm actually that disgusted staring at. Like, how can you sit that close to another human being? You know, like, to me, I'm up there pouring my heart
out.
Right,
of course.
You know?
Yeah. You came to see a show. Why are you talking?
Right, right.
I don't understand that either.
The funniest thing. Is when comics get heckled, like when somebody goes, you suck, right?
Yeah.
First of all, you suck. You paid to see me suck. Who sucks more? You suck more. So
I'm being paid for this. You paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the idiot. Okay? You could have gone on YouTube and seen what my act was like. So now Jeff sees this this stare, and he said, "That's Coach." So he called my agent, and he said, "I'd like to send Orny a script. We'll start shooting next week in Atlanta, the pilot." And my agent, because this is, you know, how great agents are, they said, I'll let him know you can audition tomorrow." I go, no, you tell him I'll be on a plane Tuesday, and I accept the part. You don't, like,
right.
You close the deal. And that was it. So I'm one of the original cast members, and I love...
You didn't even have to audition.
No.
You just went in with this confidence, like, yeah, I'll take it. I'll be on the plane.
Yeah, and it's amazing because, like you alluded to a minute ago, comedy fans are... They can be really critical. And they really... They say what they think, and they have that right, of course. But the Teen Wolf fans are nothing but loving and caring.
And when I'm young, right?
Yeah, they're like 12. They come to my shows. I don't know if you saw... on Instagram and Vine from my shows in Sacramento, we had 12-year-olds and 14. They were lined up. They buy the merchandise. I have Coach T-shirts and stuff like that. And they just get it.
Do they get your stand-up act? I mean,
they do get it.
Okay.
They get. Sometimes I'm out there talking about low T, and they're laughing about low T.
I don't know what it is, but he's funny.
Well, I used to laugh at Dennis Miller. I don't think I got half of what
right.
he was saying. You
just felt like you had to laugh. I was like, right. he would just say something I didn't understand. Right. That was great.
I think they like when I get explosive. I don't know if you're familiar with my act, but I get really like, mm-hmm. it's the little things that get me upset. Like, and it really drives me nuts. Like how is the cap lock key so close to the shift? Like, who designed the keyboard? Like, who designed the, like, it's the dumbest, you know what I mean? It makes no, and like, the I haven't bought a ceiling fan in a while. Have they figured out a way for us to know which speed we're on besides pulling and waiting? This is it? 2014, I got to guess, is it getting faster or slower? What's it doing? Hold on.
One, two, three, four. Damn it.
Fix it.
Is it off
faster.
Or is it going to low? Right. I don't know.
Wait, now it's going spinning the other way. Does that mean it's pushing the air down or pulling? What is happening?
So I get fired. I think they get excited about that. And then my character on the show always yells, "Shut it."
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm walking through the airport and people go, "Coach." I'll go, "Shut it."
And they love
it. I just keep walking.
Are you working on anything else? As you also like write scripts and stuff? Are you writing a show?
I'm talking with, Jeff about doing a show. For me. But, you know, I don't there's so much luck and timing involved. And, I'd love to, obviously. But I'm also touring.
Are you talking like you'd like to do a sitcom where you're the dad and you've got the wife and the kids, that kind of sitcom?
Well, I think we want to do a version of My Life.
Okay.
What is your life like?
Yeah.
It's chaotic.
Dogs?
It's just,
dogs? Cats?
No.
So no living things in your
first
house?
First of all, I'm single. I'm not married. Okay. I have no responsibility. I wake up in the morning. I go, everybody's safe. On with my selfish day.
Wow.
And it's great. I mean, let me tell you something. When I look at
awesome.
People, like I see people
Frank's
like.
All jealous.
Yeah. Are you married, Frank?
No, but there's people all around me.
And
all
kids.
The time.
And
kids. And dogs. I'm practically, yes.
Right. So see, what happens, Frank? Look at your face.
Yeah. I know.
Look what life has done to your face.
I know.
It ages you.
I'm actually 15 years old. But look how old I look.
No, you, yeah.
Orny is 57 years old.
I'm 64.
Oh, I'm
no
so
kids.
You look, no kids.
This is what it takes to look. No kids. I get so much done during the day. My sister, how do you get so much done? I go, no kids.
Yeah, you have no distraction.
Nothing.
No one's pressuring you to go down that road, the stage of life. It's like, okay, you have
Orny,
a successful show
going
on now. Come on, it's time to get a lady. Time to settle down.
Oh, no. Listen, let me tell you what these women do.
Okay.
Because first of all, men we're not very smart. We're simple people. I asked a guy once, I go, what kind of car do you drive? He goes, F-150. I go, F-150, that's what I said, F-150. He goes, 250. I go, what's the difference? He goes, 100. That's my people. We're simple people. But
yeah.
Women, you take advantage. I see what women do to men. Like, I have friends that got married. They were like real men. And then women just... get a hold of them, they just nag.
See,
they
honey.
Chisel. Mm. They chisel them down to nothing.
Well, and if you ask a girl that same question about her car, she'd be like, before I used to have a car, like when I was in college, I wanted a cabriolet, but there'd be this whole story about, you know, I just asked you what kind of car you drive now, but I'm going to tell you what my dream car was when I was in college, when I drove, when I first moved here. I'll eventually get to what I'm driving down.
Women's biggest complaint about men? What is it? That we, what? I mean, we're stubborn.
Don't listen.
Right. What did you say?
Huh?
Right on that. Shut her up!
Oh, man.
The people at home that missed what I just did.
Yeah. No, they didn't. You're on camera. We're good. Everybody's.
All these cameras are on you, man.
Not missing a thing, Ornie. Okay. Not missing a thing. Have you ever been close to settling down and having responsibility?
You know, I fall in love all the time because I'm a romantic.
Oh.
You know, I'm like that guy in the commercial. You know, every kiss begins with K. You know, it's so sappy. Women buy into
that. The lightning and the thunder.
Oh,
and
we're
like,
in the cabin and you've got your arms around me.
I'll you know what else begins with K? Kick off.
Kick off, yes.
No, there's, yeah, there's just the expectations too high. For men to meet,
and you know, you wouldn't be good at it. Like you'd always be nagged at because you're who you are. You have your life.
I've gotten to the point in my life. My expectations for women. It's so. If I could just get a woman that could fall asleep with the TV on, and when I'm at my computer typing, she doesn't say, "What are you typing?" That's all I want. That's all I want.
Guys are simple.
We are very, very simple creatures.
Yeah.
Ornie's going to be at the Irvine Improv this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mentioned that it's going to be like over, obviously, Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more attractive to a woman than laughing and having a funny guy. So actually, you go out and see Ornie Adams. He's going to get you laid.
You're funny by association.
And, she's going to go home and make love
to you. I don't get myself laid, but I get everybody else laid.
I don't believe
you. That's the key.
You
don't believe him?
No.
Why not?
No.
And by the way, there's so much I want to talk about, but I really talk about it on stage.
Yeah, you like save it for the stage.
Relationships and stuff like that. But I think it is just so complex and just so interesting. I think it's fascinating because it's been going on since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. Nothing has ever changed. Men and women are never going to figure... You know what I mean? Like, the only reason men and women should ever come together is to create more men and women that should never come together.
Right. Yes. It make no sense. This is why I'm with a woman. Because being with a guy is making...
Yes, she's with a woman.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I think I knew that.
Right. That's why when you asked me what's the biggest complaint about men, I was like, well, Ben, I don't know.
I'm so shocked why you weren't hitting on me. Now I get it.
She's built for it, too. Show him the tongue, Stank.
Would you stop it? No, stop it.
She was recently in Cosmo magazine for her tongue alone. She was
really? Let me see.
She was in the skank section.
What? I said I was retiring it after the whole Cosmo thing.
Just show
me. Ornie. I won a Teen Choice Award for my nipples. Now,
you did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, then I feel like we have some sort of connection.
Yeah. All right, stick out your text.
This is for Ornie, and then I'm going on record. It's retired.
Oh, come
I'm bringing
on.
It out of retirement for Ornie, and that is it.
All right. Look at all the cameras move to go on your tongue.
All right, for Ornie Adams.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Now you understand why she went that way, right?
Oh my God,
that's ridiculous.
That's why I went that way.
That's why she made that choice.
Oh. And, I've never seen anything like I'm in shock.
But I will say, if I were straight, I love to fall asleep with the TV on. I actually have to. And I don't really care what you're typing. I don't really care. You'll be on your computer.
That's what I want, a woman that just doesn't care that much. Has her own life and doesn't care. That sounds fantastic.
You need a lesbian.
Yeah.
She'll leave you alone.
Do you have any other do you have lesbian friends that would...
yeah, absolutely. Single lesbian friends.
Are they just disgusted by me? A lot of women are
disgusted. No, not my... See, I know. That's what... A lot of times when I'll tell people that, they'll be like, why do guys gross you out? I'm like, nah, I've been with men. It's nothing gross.
This is my stereotype of lesbians. Tell me if I'm being
correct. No, go ahead.
And I'm probably the most liberal person I know. One, horrible tippers.
Not me, but
hate
okay.
Hate men.
No, not
who drive
me.
Drive Subarus.
Vulvas.
Subarus. Vulvas. Yeah, Subarus.
They do drive Vulvas. One out of three.
Pretty darn close.
That tongue, if she needed one of the, what do they call those, dental things? You'd need a Magnum dental thing.
I am well hung in my world, yes, indeedy.
Ornie Adams, go check him out at the Irvine Improv. Tickets, irvine.improv.com. It's going to be this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thank you so much for coming in, man.
Thank you. You guys
come back
are great.
Anytime. We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.